Thanks, Veronica. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is off this week. In his place is the lovely and talented Anabha Laval.
Well done.
Thank you very much. It's very fun to say your name. And joining us in the studio are some pretty important people. I don't know if you two were listening when I was trying to come up with my hashtag share your word. I couldn't decide which one to use, but we're going to find out all about it. Diana Rauner is here, president of Ounce of Prevention Fund. Pretty impressive things. You hold a PhD in developmental psychology from University of Chicago, among other things, serves on the board of directors at Lurie Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much for sharing your words.
Absolutely. My word is feisty, because that's what I am. And I was trying to have a meaningful word, and to be inspired, I watched the Emmy Award-winning NBC TV correspondent and filmmaker Mike Leonard. I watched your video to try and get an idea, and after I saw yours, I'm like, I'm just going with something easy, because I couldn't top that. How are you, Mike?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, tell us about Ounce of Prevention.
Ounce of Prevention is an organization here in Chicago that works with parents and young children from before birth through age 5 to help all children enter school ready to learn, eager, confident, and excited to be great students and great citizens.
And Mike, how did you get involved with this?
Some friends of mine in Winnetka had told me about it, and I was a young dad. I was 22 or something, or 23 when we had our first child, and we had no money. So all we did was play with the kids and talk to them and you know, communicate with them. And I was making little movies about them, and I just saw how they would light up just with when you could just communicate in the most basic level. So
little human sponges.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I thought, yeah, this is a wonderful, wonderful situation. And to share it, getting the word out is the most important thing.
So does it work like preschool, Diana, or how does it work?
It's way before preschool.
Okay.
So you know what we know? It's so fun if you, not to get too science wonky on you, but if you look at images of babies' brains, even babies as young as 3 months, when you talk to them, the part of their brain that makes words, that will teach them how to talk, starts lighting up and firing. So what we know is that every time you say, you look at a baby and look into a baby's eyes and communicate, you're helping that baby's brain grow in very, very important ways. Way, way before babies make words, they're listening for and looking to be taught how to speak. And the way we do that, so it doesn't take, it doesn't take toys, it doesn't take money, it just takes love, and it takes attention and time. So we just want people to be aware of how important it is to talk and to share words.
It is very important. And Anna, you and I were saying we were a little bit older when we had kids. So the difference between us and you, maybe Mike, and maybe even you, Diana, is they had books that they said you were supposed to read to your womb.
Child, yeah.
While in the womb. So yeah. My husband read so many Dr. Seuss books to my stomach. I don't know if that helped the kids, but I don't know if they can hear.
They can hear. And you know what's really exciting? If you take a newborn baby, literally hours or even minutes old, and dad stands across the room and the baby and talks to the baby will turn his head. They know their parents' voices.
Yep.
When they pop out.
That happened to that happened to me with both my kids, but that happened to my brother. My sister-in-law was a C-section, so my brother wasn't in the room. He was taken out. It was an emergency C-section. And when they wheeled the baby out, he said, "Hola, Mariana," and she just looked at him.
Because they've been hearing
she knew.
It through the womb, although muffled.
It gave everybody chills because
like,
it's the dad. She's not listening to it constantly. He had to make a point to talk to my sister-in-law's belly. So I never shut up, so I never had a problem.
You know what I think?
My kids
really
never shut up either, so we're all good.
It's really important, I think, even it transcends the words. It's just being noticed.
Yes.
You are here. You live. You're a person, and I'm looking at you, and I'm accepting you. And
the
that
attention,
happens.
Yeah.
And that's in the world. That's with adults as well. If people are forgotten and not connecting to anybody else, they go off into their own little world. And so a young child, from the time the baby is born and gets older, you're looking at that child and talking to the child, and you're saying, you exist, and I know you exist, and we have a connection.
Yeah.
And without connection, I think we're in trouble.
You notice, though, with the babies, we are sweet and are saccharine-y in our way. Oh, that's a light. Look at the light. And I feel like sometimes we forget, as our kids get older, we should still speak to them, not in baby talk, but in excitable and excitement ways like that.
Absolutely. And of course, the more we talk to them and the more words we share, the more ideas and the more information they get and the more excited they get about what there is to learn in the world. You know, babies and young children are watching us all the time, and they're picking up so much from those thousands of interactions that we have. That's what grounds them in who they are, and that's what they take to school. That's what they take out in the world. They take that knowledge that somebody cares about them, somebody thinks they're interesting and exciting, and the world is an exciting place.
It is an exciting place, and sometimes scary lately,
yes,
too,
yes.
Which you still need to talk to your kids about.
Absolutely. They need the words for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think silliness is important, too, with a child, just to be goofy and to let that child know that you're being as, you know, as basic as can be and laugh a lot and all that, because it is a scary world and there are pressures that we all feel, but in that time, that's the only time you have, so light it up.
Light it up. That's the way to do it. And we were talking to a psychologist, and Diana Rauner, you have your PhD in psychology, and it's okay to talk to kids about the scary things that are going on in the world. It depends on how young they are, how mature they are, and it's really something we need to talk about to keep the conversation going.
Well, we do, and it's also really important. You know, children have all kinds of feelings. They have happy feelings, and then they have sad feelings and angry feelings. And giving children words to explain what they're experiencing is a really important part of helping them self-regulate and be able to take care of themselves as they get older.
Mike and Leonard, go ahead.
When I'm reading about the Ounce of Prevention Fund, it says it gives children childhood experience, early childhood experiences. What are those experiences?
So a lot of the work that we do is really helping children have the kinds of great environments that they need to develop well and healthy. So children, you know, it's very easy to have children develop in the right way, right? Because they are sponges and they're always changing. Their brains are so active. So really what they need is a lot of responsive interaction, conversations with adults that care about them and are following what they're thinking about and giving them the chance to, again, experience and understand what they're seeing. They need exposure to things that they can play with and they can learn about just in the world. You can do that on a walk. You don't have to buy fancy toys. And it's really that interaction. Now, some children are lucky enough to live in homes where there's a lot of time and attention focused on them. And some children are in families that are under a lot more stress. And so giving all children opportunities to have loving interactions constantly. And then children who are in early childhood programs, most parents are working. And where are their children while they're working? Some children, again, are not in great environments. And we at the Ounce of Prevention Fund are very focused on making sure that every environment that a young child is in the first 5 years of life is a high-quality learning environment, so that children really all have the chance to enter school with a level playing field and with the right opportunities.
And that's where the hashtag share your words comes in. These kids aren't going to be on the internet, on your social media, looking at these words or watching these videos, but just to get the word out there and to go to the Ounce of Prevention website.
That's right. We really want everyone to just understand how important it is for young children to have great experiences and conversations. And so this hashtag share your words is our way of getting people to pay attention to early childhood education, and we hope people will come to the website and the Ounce of Prevention website and learn. So the plan is that you need to come up with a word, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to overthink it. I was really stressing about the word.
So was
that
for 3 days.
Me too.
I made 15 videos.
I was trying out all sorts of words, and then I decided I wasn't going to think about what the word meant. I was just going to think about the sound.
Right.
So my favorite sounds are puh sounds. So I was thinking about puddle and pumpkin and periwinkle. And then, you know, our dog was called Pumpkin, but our kids called her Plumpkin. So I'm thinking about the P words. And then I asked my husband, what's your favorite word? He said, huh? He said, I like K words. So he decided his favorite word was cookie. We haven't gotten him to do his share of the word yet.
Governor Rauner's favorite word is cookie. You've heard it here.
A cookie monster. All you need to do is do a post a video or say or something with your with a hashtag. Share your words, and it doesn't have to be a fancy word. It doesn't have to be an important word. A funny word is great, and then hopefully you can dare other people to share their word. And I've just now given one dare, but I have a few more in mind. And then hopefully you'll come to the website and check out and learn some more and share with others.
Mm-hmm. That's I like it when kids have. They own their own words, and they're a little wrong, and I don't like to correct them. I remember one of our kids said it was a light bald. Well, it kind of looks bald, you know, like the head, and it made sense.
Right.
So when they said light bulb eventually, I went, oh, I liked it better light bald, you know, and that kind of thing.
You should have recorded it.
Right? I probably did.
You probably did.
My oldest one could never say, what do you want on your pizza? I'll have sausages. So sausages, and the other one, my youngest Dylan, would be afraid of the tomato. And I said, the tomato? He meant the tornado. If there was a tornado warning.
This was an eye brown.
Your eyebrow.
Well, our 27-year-old son could never say hamburger when he was little. He used to call it hangover. So we just always have hangovers in our house. Still.
Mike Leonard, we were talking, I was talking to Anna Balaval, who is on the WGN-TV Morning News, and you pioneered such a broadcasting model where you did your research, you produced, you shot, you wrote, you edited all of your own stories. Mm-hmm. I told her she has to brush up on some of her work.
So it's your fault, the one-man band. Thank you very much, Mike.
I ushered that in. But I did it just for freedom.
Right.
Most of my stories were on people who had never been on TV before. So I would show up with a little camera. As you know, a bigger camera changes the whole
Absolutely.
Situation. And it was just me and make eye contact. But I often say that when I would call people up and say, I'd like to do a story for the Today Show, great. And I would show up and they'd open the door. And it was just me with a backpack, and they were so disappointed.
Yeah, they wanted the crew.
Isn't Lauer here? It's like, where's Kirk? Where's the truck? It's like, well, you don't have a truck. You know, I don't have a trailer. I don't have people.
Right.
It's just me. But it worked. It was always an intimate, and they knew I wasn't going to kind of betray their privacy or
their trust
or their trust. Yeah, because I was one of those people for. You know, I didn't get into TV till I was 32, and I was a blue collar worker, and we had no money, and so I knew what it was like. And now I have this control and this power, and I could make them. I don't want to make them look too good because that's even worse sometimes. Yeah. Because then you leave, and the town goes, "Oh, what were you saying to this guy? Were you bragging?" You know, you just tell the truth, and it's a better situation. So I love the job.
And your cross-country trek with your parents, The Ride of Our Lives.
That was hilarious.
Great work on that.
Thank you.
I do have a question for you, though. You said you were 22 years old when you were a parent for the first time. Which
23,
is
I think.
23. Yeah. Pretty young. Is it different than how your parents parented? Because I want to bring this up. If you make a mistake, don't you say to your kids, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Would your parents have ever said that?
Well, they were always wrong.
But did they admit it?
Oh, yeah. They were pretty funny. I think what helped me is that they're Jersey people. My mom was a Jersey girl. They're funny. They're out there. They're very different. My dad believed everybody was a great guy. My mom was looking for their gun, you know, and so frisking them. But it was they would go at each other, and then at the end of the night they never went to bed mad. But it was we were out there. We were never really an intellectual family. I didn't get good grades. I wasn't punished for that. And I think it was an accepting family. So to answer your question, I don't remember. I think my dad would have said that, and my mom would have. I don't remember a situation when I was thought to be I had to be perfect.
That's a great family.
Wow. It was great.
Accepting should be your second word because you've already done the hashtag share your words.
I try to do the same thing because knowing that we're all flawed, right? Mm-hmm. One of the words that I love is when I was in Nova Scotia once doing a story, they have a toast in bars and they go, giver. And it's about giving, you know, giver. And they raise their glasses. And I remember I did a story with Glenn Hansard, who was a musician, is a musician. He did the movie Once. He's great. And he was saying, when you get something, the best thing to do is to give it away. You know, just pass it along.
That's beautiful.
So the give part, I don't want to sound sappy, but just give. And that's what this is about as well. Just give people a chance. Give a child a chance. Give somebody a word. Pass it along. And that's the spirit in which this is. I'm not a spokesperson for the cause, but I'm an advocate for it because I love my job and I love going around. And I gave those people a chance to have their viewpoints out there. You know, I'd go to a Mexican neighborhood, a black neighborhood, a poor white neighborhood. Never political, just a story about life. And I know that we're better off knowing that, making those connections.
I think those are the best people to interview.
They're the best. You know, there's people, nothing to hide.
You always talk to, especially interns who want to do the entertainment beat, and I run out of questions for actors and celebrities. Oh my God, I'm done. But with regular people,
real
there
people.
Are so many layers to them. And they are, you know, when you get their trust and you just listen, they're life lessons.
They are. I'd laugh because I live in Winnetka, and it's funny because I could, and it's a great place. I love it. The people are terrific, but my whole thing is I'll go and I'll meet somebody and it might be at a party and I go, where are you from? And the guy will go, Cleveland. I said, oh, the city? No, suburbs. Which one? And he'll go, they'll tell me. And I said, where'd you go to high school? And they start looking at me thinking, what are you after? And how big was your family? And they go, I got to get a drink. And they run from me. And I'm just trying to get to know you.
Right.
But people are closed up sometimes.
We have to open up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not looking for any dirt. I just want to find out how your life was.
Right.
That's right. Awesome.
So we can all learn from each other.
Well, thank you so much for being part of this, Mike Leonard. It's an honor to meet you. And Diana Rauner, keep up the good work with the Ounce of Prevention Fund. And really, just anyone who's listening, go to any of your social media. Just don't overthink it like I did, like Diana did. Just come up with a word, maybe a goofy word, and just hashtag it, share your words. Good luck on this campaign. Nice to meet you both.
Nice
thank
to
you.
You
for
thank
being
you.
Here.
And we will take a quick break, and we'll check in with Ryan Burrow, who is live at Lollapalooza. The excitement continues.
That's
here.
A word.
That is a good
That's
word.
That's a perfect word.
Hashtag that. All right, 720 WGN.
Wendy.